This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I tell you something, ain't nothing worse than seeing before and after pictures and stuff of people with weight loss when they were not fat to start with.
Yes. How about a live FOF dude in the commercial? You were never fat.
You were not fat. Like, you got a six pack now, but before you were not fat.
And you still wear the same skinny shirt.
And I'll tell you what, I just saw the oldest woman that I'm probably sexually attracted to in that commercial there. My God.
Well, they had one on there to where she had big jugs when she was big, but she got smaller and kept her big jugs.
She looked like damn Judi Dench. Or damn Dame Judi Dench. Damn Dame. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it's like, I mean, even the people making the commercial here should realize, like, we need to have a huge dude that's now the guy with the six-pack. Not just, that wasn't even love handles.
That's
that was
20 pounds.
I've had beers with bigger froth on them than that guy had love handles.
He had love handles. I got some Steins going. That dude's just regular. he's like a little regular pudge.
Just a regular guy.
You got something to grab a hold of.
I got something for that guy. You know what, guy? This is for you, buddy.
You stupid bitch.
That's for you. Not you fake fat person.
I missed it. By the time I turn around, it's over.
It always happens.
Yep.
I know. Paige, look. And you turn around, and it's literally gone.
She said every time she turns around, it's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fat joke.
Go, Shorty.
Because, Shorty, it's your birthday.
Let me do a quick little look here because...
We're not doing any more graduations. No more.
No.
I feel like we got fooled with a couple of those.
We got heat.
Duped.
There's just no way to avoid it.
Get the heat out of the way.
Well, we got heat in this segment, and we got heat in the next segment.
All right.
So let's just start with the heat in this segment.
864-241-4318. And notice when I don't ask, you don't say it till the morning of. I used to get in and say, we got the heat. And it became like kind of routine and kind of like, oh, here we go. Is there heat?
I will say on the record, this guy speaks for himself. But at least he got his heat in the form of a song.
Okay.
Very popular song.
This is the FOF line.
Rise Guys, Matt Man had a farm. No one gives a f***. And on that farm, he had a cow. No one gives a f***. Here, f***, there, f***, everywhere, f***. No one gives a f***.
Why do you listen, you stupid son of a bitch?
Oh, my God.
You do. You do. Our ratings that are at an all-time high. I mean.
Yeah. He missed a lot of the song, too, so.
You just, oh, man, I feel for you. I really do.
I love this.
You poor thing.
Please keep the farm stories coming.
Oh, I'm not going to.
I love it.
It's just like, what a. I don't know. A piece of S somebody like that is.
I just don't know why you would have like any objection to
that. Hey, what do you care about? You want to? What do you want to listen to? Call in live. Call in. Tell me in person what you want to listen to.
I mean, it's
I'll
animals.
Slap the taste out of your mouth, boy.
It's animals, dude. How are you going to hate on animals?
I love the stories and the sounds of your
That guy hates animals.
Turkeys.
He's a pussy. He's a coward. He is a bitch of a man. I know that voice, so that's just all I'm saying.
You don't know how to sing either.
I know who that is. And you say that to my face, and I will slap the taste out of your mouth that your grandkids will feel it. And that sounds weird to say. You're a piece of crap. I know who you are, pussy.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I get off at 10 o'clock, bitch. Come up here. Say it to my face. You piece of crap pussy.
Okay.
I know who that is.
Well.
And I'm pissed.
I don't blame you.
It's all right. He's just mad because his wife left him 2 years ago.
Uh-oh.
This is when the FOF gets good. It's juicy. Well, this guy's a little hard on himself.
Uh-oh.
He lost everything.
Oh.
And he's probably lighting up, but look, you know what?
I get off at 9:53. What am I saying?
I know. You guys going to Tim. Hang on now.
Oh, my goodness. This is silly.
If you're a little self-loathing about yourself, you can still call the FOF hotline like this guy did.
Oh.
It's 864-241-4318.
I got one big you, and it's me, actually. Me. I've been the biggest piece of for the longest time. I'm losing my house, about lost my kids, lost my job, lost my car, lost my dog, lost my wife, lost every damn thing. So me. It's tough down here, bud.
Oh,
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I don't want to pile on. I really don't. I don't want to do that to him.
What? You just want to know like what drove him away?
Well, he seems like he is the common denominator in everything that's going on.
Well, you can say that. I mean, if it's anything going on in your life, by saying your life, you're the common denominator. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, when you start to look at situations, you're like, God, am I the thing? Or was I just attracting the wrong thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see it that way.
Well, I hate that he lost his car, lost his house, his lost dog. His family, everything.
I just need to know more about it.
Oh, that guy just called in. No one gives a crap.
I need to know more about this guy. Is he the type of guy that takes accountability for himself? Holds himself accountable?
Well, he's at least he's on the path of figuring out that he is possibly the reason. I mean, it sounded like he had a little bit of regret in there.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
He lost it all, though.
Like, you know, he's realizing what's going on and trying to make a change.
It's sobering when you find out the common denominator. It's you.
Like, if you got heat with me, you don't call the radio show today. You've come to me as a man. Like, you do. I mean, you can choose to do it that way, but you're not a man. I just, you don't use my job to try to be a bitch like that. Like, you don't. I'm sorry for the creative language, but yeah, that is such a
lighthearted stories. I mean, we're talking with animals.
Oh.
You know what's going on in your life? I appreciate that you share.
See, that guy that just called, he could call and say, yeah, I am the reason. The guy that called earlier that I know, he is, oh, it's everything. Everything's done me wrong. Everything's not my fault. Yeah, that guy is the common denominator. God, that pisses me off.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's just, you're trying to freaking.
We got more heat?
I mean, I'll come to your house if you want me to come. I mean, like, I know this person. Like, I will come by your house and see you. You got clear issues with me. I know. He's the guy who said that I flex.
Well,
so when people take pictures of their dogs and put it online or talk about that, are they flexing? What am I flexing? What am I flexing? Cow crap everywhere? What am I flexing? God, you are such a miserable pussy.
I have to say I'm jealous of your donkey.
It's obvious when people flex, but like when you're just posting stuff.
I mean, come on.
Because I can't have a donkey. So you are flexing.
Oh, I know.
Because you have something I cannot
such
have.
Such a flexer.
Like, there's an obvious difference between
and
the
two. And a cute little miniature cow. Now, if you get a tiny pony, we're going to talk.
I never say this, but... if you want, we can. I mean, I got the guy's number. We can go beat his ass together.
Oh, I got his number in my phone. It's saved as do not answer.
I mean, the FOF could turn violent if we deem it
No, I mean, it's for to get the aggression out, but not to do it in that way where it's like, you should have just said who you were and been proud of it, but you're not. And that's clear. That's why you don't put your last name on social media anymore. Ooh.
And you missed the whole second verse of the song, buddy.
What did I have? Here, 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 and there, there, there?
Yeah, like, I want to, like, if you're going to name them, name them.
E-I-E-O.
Name all the animals. You forgot about Otis.
Yeah, you don't love Otis anymore?
We'll do one more right here.
He's so cute.
This guy, we've heard from him before. This is the tease we've been playing you. He's having issues.
Oh.
He's got water issues. He's got money issues. And well, dang it, he smells bad, too.
Shoot. All in one day.
And he smells bad.
And it's not good. He just lost it and called us.
Does he know that he smells bad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he
knows.
But
he's not the only one.
Okay. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
I got a short f***ing fuse and I'm f***ing pissed off today. How about let's start with number one. My f***ing apartment complex turned the f***ing water off on me last night. Water hasn't been on in the past 24 f***ing hours. Now everybody's f***ing stinking like f***ing pissed off. I got a damn f***ing house slam full of f***ing turds I can't damn get rid of. Then on top of that, I woke up this morning and my f***ing paycheck wasn't there. Yeah, for my new employer, it wasn't f***ing there. My old f***ing employer still won't f***ing pay me my f***ing damn paycheck. I'm f***ing pissed the f*** off. What the f*** more else am I going to f***ing receive in this f***ing hole of a life?
God, literally a shower would solve half of his problems.
I understand when things go wrong. It's like a poo storm.
Now, it sucks being on a long weekend without some money. Oh, because that figured out.
I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's Memorial Day.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to have your cookouts. You know, you got your barbecues you got to attend.
It's barbecuing.
You got to fire up the poon tune and take it out on Kiwi.
I refused to go to that one because they were doing, and I just feel it was not right. I felt it was weird to have a Mexican-themed meal thing for Memorial Day.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to remember, like, you know, it's not Pancho Villa Memorial Day. Mm-mm. Not for me, by God.
No.
Now, other, you know, Mexican-Americans that served in the military, I will remember you.
Like the song says. But yeah. I want to eat, like, good American food. Like, I want to eat, like, a hamburger, French fries, grilled cheese sandwiches, ice cream.
Hot dogs with
Coca-Cola, with the cheese
already in them.
Yeah. All the good American-made things.
Even the gay cut of the buns where they cut the top and not the side. I'll still use those.
A brioche? Brioche?
Brioche.
That's
what is that?
Brioche bun. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
You like pretzel buns?
No. Too chewy. I don't like the pretzel pizza either.
I don't want to give that guy any more ammo, so let's go ahead and go to break. He's going to call about you not liking buns next.
Well, he don't like ammo because he's scared of guns.
Man don't like pretzel buns. F.
No, you that last guy, though, the last two, that sucks. They're in a bad way. But, like, for real, we'll clean this up then and tell you, like, you look back at the worst times and you're like, oh, that wasn't that big a damn deal. But in the moment, that was a big damn deal.
You made it through, man. You persevered.
You did.
Go to pilot and take a shower.
Trust me, you've got worse things ahead.
That's why it can't get any worse.
Right. All right. More of the FOF line next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, I'm calm. Everything's fine.
I mean, you handled it well.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Stand up for yourself.
You guys just stand up for your animals.
Yeah.
You got to.
Be their voice.
Sometimes, though, I'll need them to stand up for me. And it's feeding time.
Feeding time. I love that. Don't ever change.
I mean, it's been too long to go change now. You know, they say, oh, you got to reinvent yourself every 5 years. Like, no, you don't. That's being fake. Like, right? Like, if you just stay true to who you are, and maybe you change a little bit. But, like, if you change to meet the masses or whatever, like, no, you're selling out.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, like, reinvent yourself.
It's like how Madonna does, you know, it's the new look or, you know.
She looks Asian now.
Well, so. She looks like real devil. She looks like a devil.
We already got old Beelzebub here, mm-hmm. Self-proclaimed.
Paige, be the devil for Halloween and be Beelzebub.
Okay.
No. All right, cool.
All right, Leroy. Don't forget.
Oh, Satchel.
Well, look, I don't want to start each segment with heat, but this is heat we've already addressed. So it's top of mind. We know about it. This is somebody, you know, venting. And I think we've already done a better job this week than the previous two.
Oh,
so it's heat towards me.
Look at that. A narcissistic page.
No.
Putting yourself in the middle.
864.
But actually, yes.
241-4318. If somebody's going to be in the middle in this room, I hope it's her.
Listen, motherfuckers. Just stop doing the fucking FOF. Remove the whole fucking segment. And it's not because I don't like it. I actually love it. It's my favorite f***ing segment. But it might as well not even f***ing exist. Because y'all cannot shut the f*** up. So I don't even get the f***ing FOF. I get like 3 f***ing phone calls, if I'm lucky. It f***ing pisses me off. Shut the f*** up, motherfucker.
What was the S on that?
See, we've been doing this on purpose all along just to get your call. To call in, like, guys, they're not complaining about traffic or their old lady anymore. What can we do? Let's talk more during the FOF line. That'll get people to call in. And it worked. Ha ha.
Sucks if you sit here like, here's this one. Here's this one.
That's relying on user-generated content like they do online. Like, we're not relying on you. We're commenting on it. Yeah. That's like The View. If they just, well, I'm not using that as an example, but if they just went there and just had their arms crossed and just stared at the headlines and didn't say a word, what kind of view is that?
I mean, come on. We enter the room like the View does. We wave at the wall, take our seats.
We have a group of people standing in the hallway singing as we walk down the hall.
Oh, the spirit cool. Tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that.
That's a fun little bit. Did Murray do that? Murray should have done that.
No. No, Murray didn't. Murray was...
I know you saw him before the show, but like, do you like? That's not everybody, right?
Oh no, that was a special, fun thing. I mean, it really was.
And you found out that he truly was a nice person.
Yeah, invited us to go hang out in his office, like Maury Povich's office. Yeah.
Did you get any stories about him tagging old Chung?
No. No. I kept it
clean. Yeah, that's
kept
good.
It clean. I mean, he's a guy who does a stand-up show about telling people if they are or not the father.
Well, he mixes it up perfect. You are not the father. Yeah. Well, this guy has a message for a coworker of his.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he works with a hipster, he says. I don't know if that still means what it meant the past 5-10 years. Little dude
it's
with
changed
a weird mustache.
Because it was like that for a while. It was, you know, the guys who wear the beanies like year-round.
Pearl Snap.
Before that, it was like before they started calling them big, beautiful women. Those were like hipsters, right?
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
Oh, hip, little hippie.
I like any stir, to be honest with you.
Heck yeah.
Teamsters?
I can't think of any. Others? Many others. This
eight,
guy's so
we're
mad.
Talking too much. 864-241-4318.
Hey, this goes out in that little paid hipster's down there at work. Look here, man. You bitching about having to pay back all these loans. Why do you even have loans, man? And you have to pay for college? What's wrong with you? That's what's wrong with this whole generation. Give me. Well, you know what? You. We've been given, and you've been taken. You'd have an outlet for all your little anger and shit. Maybe a grown man to punch you in the face a couple times, show you how to be a man, how to damn talk, act, walk, run around the world like a little bitch, ask for another handout. Oh, my God. You people. Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, he's dead on about what he said. I mean, most of that. Because it is like it's the handout generation.
But you know the frustrating part for him is if you said any of that to the guy you work with at work, you're done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're toast, buddy.
Yeah.
And it sucks it's that way, but, you know, some people see it as protections, which I guess it is, because people who aren't confrontational.
Yeah.
They'll hide behind the protection of the job.
And when you don't have that security, where, oh, somebody will bail me out.
I've never had that, like, and it sucks.
Me neither.
Who bailed you out?
I've never had it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I've never had
the mommy and daddy if you screw up and they'll pay for everything.
Yeah, there's never been a backup plan.
It's like you made your bed. You lay in it. That's what I heard.
Yeah, and I never made my bed, so a lot of sleepless nights.
I wish I didn't have to make mine growing up. I didn't see the point in it.
I don't now. Like, I don't. And if that, like, is bad to you, then I'm not going to get up and make my bed every day. That's the...
Yeah, mine's anxiety. Like, your dad's going to come and bitch at you. You're like, I'd rather not hear it.
Like, to me, making the bed is folding it, like, over.
I'll flip this. Yeah, but I don't make it.
Yeah, like, tuck it in or do all that stupid ass.
Hospital corners.
Paige hasn't made hers in 8 years, she said.
She hasn't.
Which one are we talking about?
Your condo.
Oh, God, here we go. Her favorite C word, condo. The other one's convertible.
Paige flexing about all her properties. What about
that? I didn't say that. I said sometimes I'll sleep in two beds a night.
Working on a third property, right?
That was working on a fourth. She's got three.
Do want a tiny house.
Are you sure you want a tiny house?
Yeah, I just want a place where I can get away.
Because I know somebody's got one and they bitch about it constantly.
What if it's connected to another tiny house? Modern day calls it duplex, but you could call it a tiny house.
If it's in a good location, I would love
it. Do what people did with the mills and just call them lofts.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Start a brothel called the Dudeplex when you're the madam.
Dude.
You fill it full of fat guys and hot guys.
Or have dudes there and call them a sistral.
Which dude would you like for an hour? Yeah, I can do that. I can rent out dudes.
Oh, she could read the menu. You know, like when you pull up at the drive-thru, she can read the horror menu.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, that's the worst. I remember when I would go to BK, and they say, "Welcome to Burger King. We'll be with you in just a moment." And that's a recording.
Yeah, you're talking to the recording.
What you want? You know,
I told you.
Totally different voice would pop on. I was like, "What happened to the pleasant girl at the beginning?"
Dude, I kind of do love the subservient, bow down you get at Burger King when the chick tells you, "You rule." Oh, my God. I kind of feel so empowered right now in a BDSM type of way.
Yeah. Burger. But they don't say their pleasure, though.
No.
You got to go get like a brownie at Chick-fil-A to hear that.
say my pleasure. My
God,
pleasure.
I tell you, boy, I missed it. I missed Chick-fil-A brownies. Damn.
I didn't even know they had it.
Like when they say, it'll be my pleasure to serve you at the window. And I'm like, what do you got in mind?
Ooh.
It don't take much to satisfy you, lady.
He shows up in his underwear.
They walk around.
What you got for me today? What's on your special?
Got to check out my waffle fries.
I always screw up and go to the outside lane. And then I remember, like, everybody on the inside gets served quicker. They just do.
Yeah. Especially if you're using an app. There needs to be an app lane.
Here's a live FOF. I strictly use the app. How about quit lying to me when I'm in the outside lane?
Uh-huh.
My fries have been ready, but you just gave it to the inside people so you can get them out of the way. Because you forget about everybody on the outside lane. We're cooking those fresh for you. You said, no, you're not.
And I can't remember how many times they got my order right when I've used my app.
Well, I don't like hot fries. Like, I don't like them right out of the grease.
No. And burn your
mouth. You were not doing me any favors by giving me hot food.
Mm-mm.
I can't eat it for 15 minutes, and I'd rather be lukewarm and not fresh.
Yeah.
How about that? You evil bitch, bastard woman.
Oh, God.
Stupid dumb a-hole.
I think I took the record for saying bitch earlier, so maybe we cut back on the bitches today.
Well, I can't say the other one because you got her allotment.
Well, Paige said the C word a lot during the off-the-air segment.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, this guy I don't like to put on feuding fathers and sons.
I hate that word.
Because we can't hear the son's perspective.
Yeah.
But this gentleman has a, you know, I'm not calling you a gentleman. This a-hole dad's got a message for his kid.
Uh-oh.
How about this? There's nothing nice. Gentlemanly about this.
About your own kid? What?
He better fix this for next month or he won't get a Father's Day gift.
Hey, look here. This is to my son, man. Next time I wake up in the motherfucking morning and go to the bathroom and there's a big-ass whopping shit in my fucking toilet, your ass has fucking had it when you get home, boy. I ain't playing with you. And you can bet your ass on that one, you little motherfucker.
Man, a big old whopping one, he said.
I mean, you gotta, at least it was in the toilet.
How do you know his mom didn't do it? Yes. Dad of the year.
Sir, I would suggest you call our boss because he's good at doing investigations about things like that.
He wants to know if you did it.
He really is.
He'll come over there and say, hey, let me talk to your son for a minute. Hey, you flush?
Speaking of toilets, buddy, I hope you didn't want Jefferson to work because guess what? You just pissed that one away.
Yeah, he did.
By calling out your son like that.
Well, I don't think they give them just to normal people. You got to be like a school teacher or like a citizen that does things for the community.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I got a guy. Shout out, Rusty. If you want an Oscar, a Grammy, a brick paver, I can get you whatever you want.
For
Golden
real?
Apple, yeah. You want all those? Like
I want a Spartanburgers jersey.
He's got molds for all of them.
Can he get me one of those?
We can get that too.
I want one of them.
Can we take a break? I'm riled up.
Yeah.
That dad got me going. Plus Paige.
I think it's okay to call your kid, like, I mean, when he called his, like, people are saying now, you don't talk about your kid. Like, I mean, you call your, if you say, like, the word MF a lot or whatever, like, I think it's okay to call your kid that behind their back.
Yeah, that's why you have kids. You can do what you want.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go too far with it, but, like.
No, you don't hurt them, but you, like, you know, you can call them what you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. Like, man, that little blinker's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wet willies, you know?
Yeah. Wedgies. Yeah. Pizza for dinner. All right, we will take a break. Hmm. Yeah. Okay, yes, that guy got my goat. I will admit that this person keeps saying, you won't acknowledge my text. He got my goat. There you go. Not my goat,
man,
but
you
like.
You don't want to.
But, yeah, he got me. He got me riled up. So
you were gotten.
Congratulations.
You know what we got coming up?
I'll be at home by 10:30.
Look. Usually we have a problem with people not wanting to work. So if somebody wants to work, let them blank and work.
Let them live. Let them work.
Hello. It's hard to get people to show up.
Hello.
Everybody got rich off COVID, evidently.
Though I think some people thought COVID was literally the end of time. That's why people started quitting their jobs and stuff and said, you know what? To hell with it. Nothing matters now. It's like, uh-huh.
God, the whole world mishandled that whole situation so badly.
Yeah.
I wish we could go back and say, look, don't give people all this money. Don't shut down. It's going to be good.
They're not going to pay those loans back.
That'd be the big one. Don't give them money. They're going to scam you. Though they did do a good job after going people to scam them out of money, like going after them and getting them.
Yeah, but the ones who got, like, a lot. But, like, the people who went and got, like, 50 grand and less, they just took that money.
Just like January 6th, I'm like, you ain't going to get these people. By God, they got a lot of them, didn't they?
Yeah, they got that fecal recognition.
Government's undefeated, man.
They got put little cameras in the toilets page. Watch out.
They got resources.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. The last and final segment of the... Any heat on this segment?
No, just not with us. So, thank God.
864-241-4318. The FOF line continues.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
864-241-4318. That is the FOF line number. The FOF line. You call in anytime when you're angry, upset, pissed.
Gitchy.
Are you mad? 864 241-4318. And you know what? This is the first person that has texted in and said thank you for the graduation announcement. Summer Squirts, you're one of a kind.
Oh, yeah. Summer.
No one else has even done that.
She's real smart, too, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Right future. This guy, he really hates his neighbor's dog. Tired of his neighbor's dog bombing his yard. So he's going to tell you how he fixed it. How he remedied his own situation.
Bombing, like big piles.
Oh, yeah. Big wee-wees.
So this is kind of a hack of how to handle that, perhaps.
You could try it, maybe.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Yeah, so my neighbor has been letting his dogs in my yard. Like, I think he's doing this on purpose. I've talked to him about this before, and there was no resolution. So, today, those motherfuckers came over here and shit in my yard again. So, what did I do? I decided to take matters into my own hands. I got me a little plastic baggie. I picked up about 3 or 4 of those turds and shoved them right in his fucking mailbox. That guy.
Now, what's interesting about that whole
thing? Oh, God. Don't say what I think you're going to say.
This, before I even heard that call, for some reason, somebody, if there's somebody I don't like, That's the go-to.
Like, it's what Fat Boy always says when he doesn't like people. He wants to go to their house and take a dump in their mailbox. And I always say, well, you going to do it there, like up on it, or are you going to do it and then take it and put it in their mailbox? He's like, I don't know. I'm just going to take a dump in their mailbox.
And I want to rub it on the handle. And then when I heard that call, and I'm like, is that like a common thought of...
It must be. Well, I mean, you think about people would always say, I'm going to quit my job today and I'm going to go in there and take a dump on my boss's desk. Like,
why
you know, the
you
boss ain't
going
to clean it up. You're taking a dump on the janitor.
God, that would have been such a great bit we tried to do. I quit this bitch.
Oh, yeah. I netted the mood setter.
We were going to get people uniforms. We had some uniforms already.
Mm-hmm.
For like, if you work at this company, we got a uniform. Just put it on and go
That's
quit.
That's great. We go and quit.
And people were, yeah. We're going to see how people would react to, God, we didn't even know you worked here kind of stuff.
Plus, it was kind of a personal challenge to see if we could soothe it over. But a lot of people got nervous, like, what if I really do actually don't get my job back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you're on
that
the radio.
That can happen. We can terminally.
At least you made it to the air.
And then the other thing we're going to do is I had, at the time, had an old Chick-fil-A shirt from when I worked there. And we were going to send... I don't remember who it was. I think it was Jeff. We're going to send him there and ask him if he could borrow some waffle fries for another location and see if they'd just give them to him. Because people would just, when I worked at Haywood Mall, people would just show up. Hey, we're from the Simpsonville location. We need to get a case of fries. I didn't ever ask for ID. I'd give him the whole box.
I like the apple pie story, which there's no statute of limitations on this, by the way. So that's why you could say it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they delivered the company that delivered to Chick-fil-A at the time. I think now they have their own distributor, but they distributed for other restaurants, and they gave us a case of what was thought to be waffle fries, and it turned out that they were little apple pies for okay. another restaurant. So I took him some bitches home.
All of them.
I had like
eat them all.
I had a grossa. I had 144 freaking apple pies. Yeah, it was great. Well,
it was great. I would hate apple pies by the end of that. But
you know, I kind of did too.
Yeah.
But it was like I don't know how I accept that as like that was a blessing. But my mom got it. Oh, I can't eat these. The Lord will choke me on them. Like, just difference of opinion, I guess.
Morals and values.
Well, is it a blessing or is it a test?
Curse.
I don't know.
It's a curse.
I don't think God would test me like that. I don't think he's going to give it. Now, what you going
to
do?
He would try to openly kill you.
I don't think so.
He'd feel bad for you for failing the test, but he wouldn't kill you for it.
Yeah, even the snake in Garden of Eden wasn't poisonous.
Well, we'll end on this guy. Look, he just wants to work. So if he's driving all that way, just one way to go to work.
Yeah.
Let him work. Because if you don't let him work, he's going to call us.
By the way, we just received a text message from someone. It says, my wife delivers mail. She said, blank y'all for putting blank in the mailbox, LOL.
Ew.
Well, Jules, we promise we won't do it anymore.
Just wear a glove when you grab the handle.
Just wear a glove. There we go. All right. Here's the FOF line.
Man, this is a bunch of bullshit. I drive to f***ing work an hour and a half every day to work, hour and a half home. I get down this motherfucker this morning, go to our meeting and everything, go to where my area is where I work at, and it's raining. Yeah, it's raining a little bit. Nothing major. I run heavy f***ing equipment, dozers, track hoes, and off-road trucks. It is almost impossible to stick these motherfuckers, man. And these son of bitches gonna tell us to go the home because it's raining. Man, by the time they call, it ain't even damn raining. It's thundering a little bit. It's sprinkling just a little bit. Not even enough to turn my wipers on. Tell us to go to home. And they're going to give us 2 hours show up time. What the is 2 hours? I drive almost 4 hours to and from work every day. What is 2 damn hours going to do? This is exactly why the I do not come to damn work when it f***ing rains. The only reason. That's bullshit, man. I'll have a shorter f***ing check next damn week, and that could be like, I don't know, a half a tank of gas. This shit.
Wow.
I feel fine.
I do, too. Because that is not easy work.
And commuting is so stressful.
I do know somebody that worked for a builder, let's say, that they used a lot of contractors. And if they were doing like grading, like, you know, they're bringing in their own equipment to it. If it rained real bad and the equipment got stuck, it would charge them extra. Like, in other words, all right, we can't get it out, so we're going to have to charge you because it's stuck here. So that could be maybe.
I wonder if they tried to get it out though. Wait, let's run it up a little bit before we try to pull it.
I mean, nobody's renting those things on the weekends.
I wouldn't think so.
They're going to be able to come up with drones that'll be able to go up in the air and steal your cement mixers.
Oh my!
You know
how
they hang them, have them hanging from the sky hooks.
Oh, you said cement.
Yeah, not semen mixers. No, your liquor cabinet's fine.
I like when you take it the extra. Give me the other punch too.
Hey. Our 1-2 our 1-2 punches hitting each other in the face at the same time.
What a good one to end on there.
That was a good one. That was a good
one. That's the essence of the FOF.
Maybe you have big plans for Memorial Day weekend and they don't go that way, or maybe you get cheated on, or maybe something bad happens and you gotta tell somebody off. 864-241-4318. Maybe you run into somebody who doesn't know what Memorial Day even is.
Sock them in the puss.
Punch them in the face. Ask their age first.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
If they're, I'd go 25 plus, because that's like safety deposits, kind of things like that.
Yeah, as long as they don't look like a kid.
Yeah, as long as they don't look like a kid. Punch them in the face and call the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Don't punch them in the face.
We can't tell you to do that.
Paige?
Yeah.
But I want you to.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about something that you may do before this person comes to your home.
Santa Claus.
Maybe.
That's a good one.
Do you clean your house before the cleaner gets there?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, really? What's the point?
I mean, I made fun of my mom for the same thing. But, I mean, now you do, like, you know, you tidy up a little bit.
You don't want them to see your
dirt. Did I mispronounce tidy? You tidy it up a little bit. You don't want to leave bills laying there with facing up with numbers on them. You don't do that.
Your underwear face up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where mine's going to end up actually here in a second.
All right. Headlines with Paige next, and then we have birthdays or suck. It's another hour of The Rise Guys. Good morning.
You're waking up with The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love The Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.